important and compelling work that we do here on the Good Door, the Good Door program.
The Good Door program, yeah, that's right. Followed by the Good Window program.
Yes, it is, right. And the Good Roof program.
That's right.
Comes Rich McFadden, wiseacre that he is, at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is here with commentary, information, things that you may or may not have known, and sometimes things that you probably wish you didn't know. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Gossip time! Everybody ready for the gossip news?
We like some gossip, yeah.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
Mila.
Her too.
Yeah.
Are expecting a baby girl.
Aww.
Sources say...
Are they married yet?
Ashton is... What? You gotta be married to have a baby these days?
Apparently not.
Come on, Rich. You don't have to be so old-fashioned.
I didn't know whether they were hitched or not.
Really? Huh. No, I think they are engaged.
Probably divorced, at least.
Yeah. Well, they are. And they're engaged, I think. If I'm not mistaken, I think they're engaged. Speaking of engagement, Jenny McCarthy announced that she and boyfriend Donnie Wahlberg are engaged. Star of the Blue Bloods, pretty good actor, pretty good singer.
My kids.
New Kids on the Block.
My kid's kindergarten teacher is crushed. She's a huge Donnie Wahlberg fan. Married with two kids.
Jennifer will be, too.
Yeah, Jennifer will be, too.
All right, so let's talk for a minute about the presence that Mila Kunis makes, or Jenny McCarthy, or any of these young... Jenny McCarthy's, what, 40-something, so... I'm thinking about role models. You may or may not have heard... You can get in the podcast, podcast1one.com, Doug Steffen talking to Kristen Chenoweth, who it seems to me is the type of role model that needs more attention than Lindsay Lohan and Miley Cyrus. She doesn't get that attention only when she's performing. She gets a lot of attention for the right reason. These other people get a lot of attention for the wrong reason. Why is that? Just human nature? What am I missing here?
No, I think it's human nature. I think it's absolutely human nature that we want to see people fail to make ourselves feel better. So every train wreck that we can find and follow and report on and put up in the news and fill the 24-hour cable channels in the rags at the supermarket, we want to see.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
We want to see the car wreck at NASCAR.
Let's talk about that with Jonathan Robinson, who's going to join us in a minute. He's a fellow who's written books about happiness, bringing more love and joy into your life. I thought he would have some good things, words to live by, if you will. So he'll join us in a moment or two here on the Good Day program. The buzz is all about BuzzBox Coffee. A number of radio stations that carry this program are now into this great coffee. I'm already getting information from people who have signed up, and you can do the same thing. Why would you want to is the question. And I would tell you, if you're a faithful follower of this program, I would invite you to go to Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com, and click on that orange, the big orange box on the right-hand side of the homepage where it says BuzzBox. And in there, I don't know why it's called BuzzBox Coffee. Never asked the people who asked me to be a spokesperson for it. It just has become the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I know that 84 to 85% of you, because that's pretty much reflected in the population, drink coffee at one point in the day. Most of you probably earlier in the day. Some of you through the day. And you're always saying, I hear it from people that I encounter, oh, I'm so tired of this coffee. It just tastes so flat. So here's your way around it. A big, big, big thermos bottle when you go to work. People still use thermos bottles, right? Make this at home. BuzzBox Coffee. What you'll do is go to DougSteffen.com. It'll tell you how to sign up to get BuzzBox delivered right to your home, beans or ground up. And you'll also understand by looking at the video that's posted at DougSteffen.com behind the orange door. You'll understand why it is that I'm so hot on this. Because all the money that would normally be made as profit is going to two enterprises that have to do with cows and feeding people in need. So you will find that what you're doing when you buy BuzzBox Coffee is not only satisfying yourself and your desire for really good quality, great tasting coffee, like Roberta is raving about it here every day, but you're also going to be very happy to support a couple of causes that I think mean a lot to people in general who listen to this program. So appreciate it if you check it out. Long-term You will find this coffee will stick with you. You'll be using it. Once you get started with it, you won't go to any other coffee ever again. BuzzBox Coffee, the box, the orange box at DougStefan.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. The Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free every month in your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car or a place to live. It's just another way we treat you like you treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and in your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
Oftentimes you hear me on this program in a sort of silly mood, singing something like, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. I'm not going to sing the rest of the lyric line because it might upset some people, but let's just start with the premise that all of us want to be happy for the rest of our lives. So why aren't you? If you're searching for, seeking it out, yearning for it, desiring it, why don't you have it? Jonathan Robinson is a leading expert on how to be happy. And we thought we'd try to give him some time to get his message across here. Pretty unusual. He uses magic illusions, Richie, making a spoon bend or a rope that's been cut off and half maybe gets put back together again. Jonathan, welcome to Good Day. I would tell you that when all of the folks associated with the program saw that you were involved in spoon bending, they all thought, wow, here's a disciple of Uri Geller who happens to be a very close personal friend of mine and a close friend of the program. And I don't know, I've tried many times to bend a spoon, and I've never been able to do it. So how'd you learn how to do it?
Well, I cheated. I used a magical illusion to make it look like I'm bending a spoon. That way people can remember my message that your mind is a powerful thing, and if you use it in the right direction, you can create a lot more joy.
Well, I'll tell Uri that you've borrowed his trademark. So in terms of why you are here or why you have created this website, more importantly, findinghappiness.com, you write that there are 50 shortcuts that people can use in their life to bring in more love and balance. That's the name of the book, as a matter of fact. Find Happiness Now. So give us a few ideas of how to create this, some things that people will actually, when they listen to you for a few minutes, think, I heard this guy Robinson. These are great ideas. So what are some of your recommendations?
Well, there's 50 of them, and if you try a bunch of them, you're going to find stuff that works. But just a few real quick ones is studies show that acts of kindness help to boost your own happiness level very, very quickly. So just doing something nice for a stranger or a friend will make you feel better and also make them feel better. You know, another thing I like is to have people schedule things that really are valuable and important to them. You know, we schedule our work and doctor's appointments, but why not schedule time with your friends or time to play with your dog? That way you make sure it actually happens.
Well, I do that with my lady friend. We actually have date night, and we take turns. One weekend I plan it, one weekend she plans it. And that's a way, there's not a moment that I spend with her that I don't find enjoyable.
I can't imagine the difference in the weekends that you plan versus the weekends she plans.
That's not fair.
She says, let's go to the movies and dinner. You say, let's shovel some manure.
Right.
I have a dairy farm, John. That's why they're taking the shot at me. I find, by the way, being on the farm makes me extraordinarily happy. In addition to being with her and being with my children, being with my dog, I love, and by the way, spending time with these galoots that I do every day makes me extraordinarily happy. So I'm a happy guy. A lot of people seem to go out of their way to be not happy when it's so easy to be happy.
Well, every three-year-old tends to be happy a lot, so we just have to look at what's in the way. And, you know, there's an epidemic of depression in our society, and most people aren't as happy as they could be. And there are kind of, in my book, it's kind of a greatest hits of the 50 best ways to be happier in under 2 minutes. And luckily, there's a lot of little things you can do. I mean, it's hard to feel bad if you're singing along with Twist and Shout by the Beatles. But there's also some really ingenious methods that can dramatically increase your happiness level that have been shown to be like 10 times more effective than antidepressants and without the nasty side effects.
All right. So just in the interest of time, pick out a couple of others that bring people bliss, a couple of other things, recommendations from the book Finding Happiness Now. Excuse me.
Sure. Well, one of them is to feel grateful, but you need a method to feel grateful because, you know, you and I live better than kings lived 50 years ago. But if you don't take time to feel grateful, all of the riches we have tend to be invisible.
That's one of the primary things. You hear me? As a matter of fact, Kenny, we've fallen down on this because I keep forgetting it. I have, earlier this year, Jonathan, I started posting things to be grateful for in my Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. I think, and I was trying to share that with people, have people share their things they're grateful for. One of the most important things for good mental health is to realize, first of all, what you have, and then to be thankful for it, all of it, as much as you can every day.
See, you're using a bunch of the stuff. That's why you're pretty happy. But, you know, sometimes you have to prime the pump. So when I wake up in the morning, I say thank you for the shower, you know, because a lot of people don't have a hot shower. And,
right.
And thank you for my computer, and thank you for the phone, and thank you for the food, and thank you for the money I have, and thank you for my car. Yeah. Well, you do that enough times, and you really feel it from your heart.
Yeah.
You start to feel pretty rich inside because we do have a lot.
We sure do. Jonathan, thank you for giving us cause to think about that. Jonathan Robinson's website is findinghappiness.com. He's the author of Find Happiness Now, 50 Shortcuts for Bringing More Love, Balance, and Joy into Your Life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time for hesitation through.
Something about this song, and I'm trying to remember the year of this, but I'm pretty sure it was while I was still a disc jockey, if I'm not mistaken. Early 70s. How far back does this song go? Help me with this, Kenny, will you?
Late 60s.
Late 60s, okay. Because I remember playing this as a jock, and every time I played it, it either brought me to tears or I had goosebumps for whatever the reason. It's, I think, part of the lilting melody and the strings that are right there. Crank it up for you, will you? Now, you know, it doesn't take a lot to get me wound up when it comes to emotions. Some of the emotions that you share by listening to music. And the emotion now is sadness because he's dead.
You know what, Doug?
What's that?
I think we're looking at the wrong thing. It's trending that Jose Feliciano has passed away.
Yeah.
But it's actually a Puerto Rican salsa singer named Cheo Feliciano, also known as Jose.
Oh, my God, am I glad I didn't start this, and it's you, because you can point the finger now at me for screwing up a story.
I'm looking at the picture, I'm saying, that's not him.
Well, we get something in our news feed, and then I did the same thing. I went to the thing, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not Jose Feliciano. But Cheo Feliciano,
a Puerto Rican salsa singer,
also known as Jose.
Oh, good for him.
Died in a car crash.
God, I love him. Okay, I feel much better now.
So this is another one of those, it seems like once a month
we have somebody die on Twitter
that's not really dead.
Dead, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so that's good.
Jose Feliciano blind? So
yes, he is.
Why would he be driving a Jaguar?
So here's the story. What a bunch of moronies we are.
The Jaguar he was driving hit an electrical pole.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Oh, where is Michael Fortier, you idiot? He sent us this message. Blind singer Jose Feliciano dies in car crash.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. This is class.
God.
Well, if this is where you get your news, congratulations. We are absolutely
first. I haven't laughed this hard for ages. And it wasn't so much the story when Roberta played.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Michael, you moron.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Mike posted out
if you're a fan, if you're a fan of the salsa singer, sorry for your loss.
Michael printed out the story that he read, and it's got a picture of the Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad singer, Jose Feliciano, dies in car crash.
Great. Oh, that's funny.
He was 78 in Puerto Rico, so they totally missed this story here.
They said it was killed just after 4 a.m. when the Jaguar he was driving had an electrical pulse.
Duh. Hey, we're into it. I'm here in tears thinking about how sad it is because I love the emotion in Jose Feliciano's music. And thank you, everybody. Thank you. I have laughed this hard in, my God, I can't tell you the last time I laughed this hard.
And some guy dying. There's still a dead man here.
28 past the hour.
Yeah. I'm Bob Rigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine you're at work, and you see a colleague slumped over in her chair. You discover she's not breathing and suspect she's had a heart attack. A woman in Ohio found herself in this situation and, thinking quickly, started CPR. She did what she's supposed to do, but what reportedly happened next is shocking. According to a local TV report, the woman was told to stop CPR by a boss because she could be, and I quote, held liable if something goes wrong, end of quote. Sadly, the woman later died. Let's be fair, we're hearing too many disturbing stories these days about how the fear of being sued is changing the way people behave in America. It's gotten so bad that most states have had to enact what are called Good Samaritan laws. These laws protect people from being sued when they rush to the aid of someone in need. And I mention them now because we need to make sure that the fear of being sued is never listed as a cause of death. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Good day for a few people. I'm going to give you that story or those stories in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program. All about what's happening, baby. And here with us, our favorite baby, Roberta Fasanelli. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. And Rich McFadden joining us in a few minutes. Dr. Joy Brown is going to be here to help us, help you figure out how to make important decisions. How do you go about making decisions in your life? Perhaps there are easy ones to make. Perhaps there are some that are difficult. Here's a decision that maybe, if not some, most of you have made already. How far are you traveling for Easter this weekend? The poll question at DougStefan.com. Big story. Easter week last night was, it's a Holy Wednesday. Tonight's Maundy Thursday, Good Friday tomorrow. And then it goes on from there. Anyway, how far are you traveling for Easter? A, we're staying home. B, less than 50 miles. C, between 50 and 100 miles. D, over 100 miles. E, I don't know yet. I'm traveling to Boston, as far as I'm going. Roberta, how far are you going?
Going to New Orleans.
How are you? What, Saturday? When are you going to New Orleans?
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. So this is the last we'll hear of you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. Richie, you're not going anywhere, are you?
About 30 feet, yeah.
Yeah, 30 feet.
From the living room to the kitchen.
Has your mother come to your house for Easter?
My mother?
Yeah.
She may. What about got three of us to pick from, and I'm not the favorite, so I may
You're
get
not?
It this year.
Why
no,
the favorite?
No.
Really?
My older brother, the first little baby, and then my little
really?
Brother. Yeah, Ruddy Butt. Oh, yeah.
So no, you're the middle child, and
I'm
you
the
feel
middle
like
child, and again, really? Absolutely, those are our favorites, yeah.
Oh, I'm a middle child, too. Maybe that's what we have in common.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe we need some consultation with Joy about that.
Oh, I'm okay with it.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't have said it the way you did if you were
No.
No, you're not okay with it. No, you're not okay with it at all.
You know what?
You don't like your brothers either because of it.
Hmm.
You really have deep-seated anger. Yeah, I do. I can tell. That's why you get so angry at me. Because you really have it. It's not
that might
me,
be what it is. Is that I take out
brothers.
All of my frustrated middle child anger on you.
Yep.
Another
exactly
middle
it.
Child.
Yep. That's exactly
that
it.
Makes so much sense.
It
how
does
it make you feel,
makes it, I'd get angry about it myself.
No, the fact that I take out my frustrations about my middle child.
At this point, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Earlier on, it used to bother me. It doesn't bother me now at all. The poll. I'm just looking out the window at the cows. This is a picture. Every day, I have a picture. So here's the picture. Charlotte's sitting out. Charlotte's lying in the grass. My dog, Charlotte. English Bulldogs lying in the grass about 40 feet away from the cows. Cows are on one side of the fence looking. There's probably 45, maybe 50 cows within 100 feet of the fence. And they're all lying down. They've had their breakfast. They're chewing their cud. So Charlotte goes, and Lee, she gets close enough to them to taunt them. She lies down and she looks at them. They're looking at her. She's looking at them. And every once in a while, this is fairly large Guernsey jersey that I'm looking at right here, was looking at her. And every once in a while, what she'll do is she'll jump up, run to the fence, and go, boof! And the cows will all jump around. They'll get up, and they'll run around in a circle, and then they'll come back right over to the gate again and expect her to do the same thing. It's like a game.
And they, so she doesn't run alongside the cows. She doesn't
She knows enough to stay away from them because she can't move fast anymore.
Right.
But she can still taunt them from the other side of the fence.
Sure, that's fun.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. Anyway, our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, speaking of pets, how long have you waited to get a new pet after your previous pet had passed away? And I didn't see any results for that, Kenny, but I was thinking that probably the most frequent answer, the most popular answer, would have been within 6 months. I'd be interested to know how that shaped up or shook. I guess I could go to the website myself. Now, I'm going to do a little voting. Do you do this every day? Do you go into the website and you actually vote? We'd love to have you do that. Vote. It's the old business early. We're staying at home 52% so far. That's where it stands. The bad guys and how they get away with it once in a while. Good guys, bad guys. Here's the story today at DougStephan.com of an armed robber. Missouri man convicted of armed robbery, sentenced to 13 years in prison 14 years ago. He was told to await instructions on when and where to report to prison. Guess what? The instructions never came. So, he never went to prison. And now, after this guy turns his life around, he got married, he's raising three children, mm-hmm. He learned to trade. He didn't make any effort to conceal his identity or whereabouts. His name is Cornelius Anderson, by the way. He paid his taxes, paid traffic tickets, renewed his driver's license, registered his business. Right. Yeah. Oh, so his reward for being a good citizen, now that these Maronis in the Department of Corrections in Missouri discovered the clerical error that kept him free, now they want him in jail. Authorities missed their chance to incarcerate him, so his lawyer says, so he's fighting to be released. So the SWAT team shows up at his house. Imagine that. This guy's been free 13 years. He doesn't ever say he didn't commit the crime. I mean, he didn't go down and volunteer to turn himself in. But he waited for word on what to do next. His attorney said, listen, you're going to get you someday, so just wait for the order. As time goes by, the order never comes. What does the normal person think? Maybe they forget about it. It's only human nature to hope that they let it go, right?
Right.
He didn't know what to do, so he didn't do anything. And by the way, I'm looking at some statements from some of his friends. The attorney put together a list of all these. He's described as a model citizen, married father, became a carpenter, started a business. Excuse me. He paid home property taxes, income taxes, all these things. So that's why he was shocked when the marshals arrived. So if you want to read the article, it's posted at DougStephan.com. Put yourself in his shoes. How would you feel? If after all that, kind of reminds me of what happened to me when I went into the draft board for a physical, mm-hmm. 1969, February 12th. I remember it that well. I lined up with 40 others, got onto a bus at 5 o'clock in the morning, went to Fort Devens, stood in line. 4 hours later, I was pronounced fit to serve my country. And I'd thought, yeah, maybe I'll go into the Navy or the Coast Guard or something, but I hadn't because... And in those days, if you got drafted or you got your notice, you got the physical, then you could do something after you were notified. So I told the superintendent of schools that I was going to have to resign as a teacher because I was going into the Navy. He said, not so fast. Don't do anything until you hear from me. So from that day to this day, I never got another notice, another word, not anything from the draft board.
Hmm.
Now, saying that...
today
maybe
in the
you'll
mail.
Get drafted next week.
Yeah, today in the mail I'll get a draft. Well, right. I don't have the draft anymore.
Hey, on Cornelius Anderson.
Yes.
You can go to change.org, and there is a petition there that 25,904 supporters have signed to release him from prison.
Yeah.
And the petition is to Attorney General Chris Coster. Coster.
Now, so is that the right thing to do? Has he served his debt? I don't even know what he was. Kenny, what did he? He was armed robbery. Well, how much did he steal? Did he steal money?
I don't know.
Robbed
it was at a Burger King. He and a friend or a cousin or something, they had a BB gun. It wasn't an actual gun. It was a BB gun, and they robbed whatever the night's take was.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the guy at Burger King wrote down their license plate and gave it to the police, and they went and picked them up.
You know, you do a crime, you do the time. But at the same time, this guy's done such a good job of apparently turning around his life. If he, in fact, can prove that he has turned around his life, stayed out of trouble.
I'm for keeping him out of jail.
Let him go. Yeah, putting him in jail will do nothing now.
No.
Except run his business.
Out of business.
And
Here's another story from the police blotter. Police say a man arrested after using a stolen car to get to a court appearance. James Manning.
Genius.
Taken into custody after police say they received a call from an auto dealership reporting a vehicle being stolen. It was a Mitsubishi, and it had GPS. And they were able to tune in to the GPS indicating that it was parked in front of the county courthouse. Officers found the car, which had, interestingly enough, a different set of license plates on it, and therefore the young fellow who was driving it inside, Joseph Manning, taken into custody by the California Police Bureau of Investigation, whoever it is. So there you go, boys and girls. Another genius committing a crime. Speaking of geniuses, actually she is one. I think she's a member of Mensa, isn't Joy Brown? Member of Mensa?
Wouldn't shock me.
She is, yeah. Dr. Joy Brown helps Richie deal with his anger as a middle child. Coming up here on Good Day.
Thank you.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day. Oh, even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples, make more happen.
Offers 5-14, minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated staples.com/copy and print for details.
All right, so originally I had here on the Good Day program, I had set aside some time to discuss some important psychological material with Dr. Jory Brown, who is here with us now. You can find her on the air noon to 3 East Coast time by just going to 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm not saying you should listen on the phone, but you can go to drjoy.com. You'll find her that way. Lots of great information that comes through every day on what it is that messes you up. And I was going to... Well, that's really what it is, right?
Basically true, yeah.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about how to fix what they mess up.
Yeah.
Whether it's grubbing them. So Richie's really pretty angry. And he takes his anger out on me.
Right. Why is he in any particular reason?
Well, because he's a middle child. Right. His mother doesn't really like him.
That's right.
His brothers are
I can understand that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can. Yeah. We both were. Well, let me know what the story is. So what do we do to help Richie and others out who have anger? Because I have issues because I'm a middle child. At least that's what I was told when I was getting shrink treatment for various... I get shrink-wrapped. And I was told early on that I had deep-seated anger issues because my two sisters, one older and one younger.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, let's look at a bunch of things here. First of all, middle children tend to be angry not so much because of the older kid, but because of the younger kid. Because for a while, they were the little prince, or in your particular case, the little prince. Yeah. So it's the younger kid that quite often gets the brunt. Uh-huh. Although middle children learn very early that if you slug your younger brother or sister, you're going to get in trouble. If you slug your older brother and sister, there's going to be less to pay. So the anger is usually directed toward the younger, but manifest toward the older. Just FYI.
So, Doug, what did you do? Because you had sisters, so you weren't allowed to hit them.
Well,
I mean, my brothers
remember,
and I, we could duke it out anytime we wanted to.
I showed my sister, when she came home from the hospital, had a big clump of black hair. And so I took a pair of scissors and cut it off.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in the basket on that. I can remember it like it was yesterday. I was 3 years old. She was in a basket on a chest that I still have. And my mother walked away to do something. I don't know what she went away to do, but
knocked her off.
Had a pair of scissors, and I got them out of the drawer of this chest, and it just cut her hair.
Man, are you twisted? You need some help. Joy helping.
And stealing her, her clothes, hiding her clothes, making fun of her.
I used to wear her clothes.
Well, Jack. Yeah, and you still do. That's the problem. The boa, you've got to get the shoes and the pocketbook to match. It's just not you otherwise. All right. So how do you deal with anger? Well, first of all, you figure out where it came from, which is helpful. It's necessary, but not necessarily sufficient. And then you figure out what good it's doing you or what harm it's doing you, because people don't change for reasons that have to do with other people. They change because it's too painful for themselves not to. And sometimes there are good ways, once you understand, there are good ways of venting the anger. Use your words, which is what we've all been told. I'm a great fan of hollering every once in a while, not necessarily at another person, but just going into a room or in the shower is a great place to holler. Writing things down. Punching bags are good as long as they're not people. So there are ways of just manifesting the physicality of anger, because one of the things about anger is it does have its own energy supply with it. It's kind of gotten a bad rep to a certain extent. There's nothing wrong with anger, just how you manifest it. And for example, if you find that you're having a hard time with women because you grew up with sisters, then you maybe figure out, this isn't doing me any good, and maybe I need to talk with my sisters and ask them for different things. But if I'm ruining my own life, why am I hanging on to something that's so counterproductive?
Right. I love the way we twisted this around from my problems to yours.
Yeah, isn't it great?
All right. Well, and if you have trouble with men and authority figures, we can talk about that, Rich.
Ooh, well, Richie does. He has trouble with all that.
It's like, duh.
Yeah. Dr. Joy Brown with us on Good Day.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, right.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Disaster at sea off South Korea as rescue efforts continue. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Any hope of finding more survivors is fading fast after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of South Korea. At least 9 people are confirmed dead, but there's growing concern the nearly 300 people still missing may all be lost. The waters where the ferry went down on Wednesday are near freezing, the weather is bad, and debris in the area isn't helping. The ferry was carrying about 475 people when it started taking on water. Most of the passengers were students and teachers on a field trip. We are told more than 180 people have been rescued. South Korea's president has visited the scene and met with horrified family members as the search and rescue effort continues. The ferry's captain has issued an apology but says he has no words to describe how he's feeling. It is not known what caused the 6,800-ton vessel to go down. Elsewhere, an undersea drone has finished its first ocean floor scan in the hunt for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 in the southern Indian Ocean. Malaysia's transport minister said he agrees with Australian officials who say there will come a time when they need to regroup.
But in any event, the search will always continue. It's just a matter of approach.
Video from the U.S. Navy deep-sea drone Bluefin 21 is now considered the best tool for finding the plane. The Boeing 777 with 239 people aboard disappeared almost 6 weeks ago on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
When my daughter told me she was getting married this spring in Napa, my first thought was, to that guy? My second was, my allergies. That's when a friend told me about Advil Allergy. Turns out it's the only allergy medicine that relieves my itchy eyes and runny nose and has the speed and strength of Advil to tackle even my toughest allergy pain. So I could focus on the ceremony, not my allergies.
Fight even the toughest allergy symptoms with Advil Allergy. The only allergy medicine that comes with the speed and strength of Advil. Uses directly.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now.
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
A strong day on Wall Street with solid gains for stocks yesterday. The Dow up 162 points, closing at 16,425. NASDAQ climbed 52 points. S&P with a 19-point gain.
How about this for a strange ending to a missing child case? A 3-year-old boy in Lincoln, Nebraska is back with his mother after he managed to leave their apartment while the mom was in the bathroom. He was found at a nearby bowling alley in one of those machines with a claw that snatches stuffed animals. The boy wasn't playing at the machine. He was inside the machine. No one has any idea how he was able to get in there, but he wasn't hurt and was actually allowed to keep one of the stuffed toys from the machine as a memento of his adventure. And finally, it's another unseasonably chilly morning across many parts of the country today, and that includes the Northeast. Let me prove it to you. Here's a little taste of how uncooperative my car is being this morning.
Come on, baby, turn over. Hey,
maybe later. It would be nice if my car was at least cool-looking, which it is not. Nowhere near as cool as a Ford Mustang. And it so happens, Ford is celebrating the 50th birthday of the Mustang this week. And as part of the celebration, they assembled a new Mustang on the observation deck of the Empire State Building in New York City. That's right, 86 floors up. Mustang brand manager Melanie Banker said a special team practiced assembling and disassembling the car in Michigan.
We had a mock elevator, so all the specially designed carts to carry the pieces were carted into the elevator to ensure that they would fit, and then the team tried to reassemble the car in the 6 hours that we had to do it.
And they were able to do it in Michigan during their trial assembly, and they did it again Tuesday night with the Mustang attracting lots of attention up there yesterday. The folks at Ford say it was well worth the effort.
I think people really are happy with the nostalgia of us recreating this historic event for Mustang and for the Empire State Building.
What Melanie Banker is referring to is the original introduction of a Mustang at the New York World's Fair in 1964, with a new model brought to the same spot atop the Empire State Building as part of that rollout 50 years ago. Back to my car now.
I got it.
Okay, maybe not. I'd like to throw this thing off the top of the Empire State Building. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. Or Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies, and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.